The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken. And I'm Adam. It looks like Greg is frozen. Greg, are you there? Hi, Greg.
I'm here now.
All right. Greg is currently in Kansas.
Can you hear me now, Adam?
Yes, we have you. You are unfrozen.
Well, you know, it's funny because it was fine right up until the moment it started. I blame our guest tonight, Stephanie O'Reilly.
Oh, always blame the guest. How chivalrous.
I think she would agree. Probably.
100% facts.
So, well, if they agree. Sure.
And now the REM pod just went off over here. So this is going well. So let me first start off by talking about what this show is real fast. If you wouldn't mind stopping for a moment, please, with the REM pod. This is Ghostbox Radio on AM 950, and we are live at the McAteer Villa in Atchison, Kansas tonight. I'm going to move this out of the way. That's me making it. And there's a reason why we have this here. We are at a very haunted location tonight. We have a lot of people here tonight who we're all doing an investigation. Yeah, make some noise. I am quite all right by that. And things go wrong, don't they, Adam, sometimes, you know, doing live radio on location.
That's the beauty of live radio.
That's right. Did you think that you'd have to carry the show by yourself there for a second?
Yeah, because of the stories I've already heard about this place from when we had these folks on last summer when you were down there doing a live on one of the Sundays. And we had a little bit of difficulty then, too.
That's right.
I am honestly not shocked and was expecting it, which is why I was right there to do your open for you.
So, Adam, do you know what day today is?
It is National Paranormal Day.
You got that right. And so we're really excited, and I don't think we planned that when we originally decided to do this a year ago. We had this in the making for about a year, and we invited friends and people that we really like to come down with us and do this investigation. And it really comes down to the fact that when you have a great location like the McAteer Villa, that you want to share it with your friends who are into this. You want to be able to have them hopefully experience some of the great things that I've experienced, that our friend John here experienced, Steph has experienced, because, you know, these places, there's a lot of haunted places out there, but they're not all like this. And there's a lot of great haunted places out there. But to me, this is very much top tier. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting to be here on National Paranormal Day. And it's very awesome to be around my friends. Not one of them are looking at me at the moment. And that's quite all right. That's, you know, I don't want to look at you all either. So, and we got Stephanie O'Reilly with us tonight. And if you look at, I've been blocking you the whole time with my hand. You look like, first of all, a Muppet, because you're just over there, like you're small and you're just like, have a little, that whatever that is on your head. It's called a hat.
It's called, I didn't want to wash my hair.
So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. That's about all I have for you.
Okay.
We wanted to, first of all, thank you for letting us in tonight.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm just bringing it out to the folks here. So far, I mean, you've only been here for a few hours. How's it been?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking good, Adam. That's kind of what I'm getting out of this.
That's what it sounded like.
It's pretty amazing because anything happen that anyone wants to share. I'm not going to give you the mic because that belongs to me. But what you got, John?
Well, you can give them what we thought in the mirror.
Yeah, we you and And Ben, you were upstairs and you took a picture in one of the mirrors. And there's a figure in the mirror. I mean, we were here for about 30 minutes by that point.
Correct.
And you got a picture of a gentleman in a mirror. And what paranormal investigators do is that they don't just take one picture. They take a few pictures because we see if there's any changes between each picture. And it's not in every picture. This person, it's only in one, right?
The first two and then clear after the last five.
Okay, so in the first two, it was there. He was there. Okay, so then you come downstairs. You show me what you all picked up. We take out the spirit box and we start talking, and we start getting a lot of responses that are there's some that are connected to this individual.
Yeah,
and we actually ask, is this person who's at the picture with John, is he here? And we get no. So that's interesting. Meanwhile, you and I see something else move in another mirror.
Correct.
Ben sees some shadow up in the on top on the balloon, because we asked for the balloon to move. There's a helium balloon on the ceiling in the dining room where we're at, and we asked for, can you please move the balloon? And there's a shadow that started moving around it that Ben had seen. Correct. So once again, we were here for, at this point, 40 minutes, and already
caught the shadow going behind you.
Yes.
And you caught it.
Yes. Then we caught another shadow. So that was right away. Sarah, did you have something you wanted to?
I did.
What you got?
And John saw, he was sitting here when it happened. So we were all getting ready to go on the tour with Stephanie. And I was standing right here and everybody was towards that way.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden something went across my foot.
Oh, really?
But with my sandals, it actually went between the straps.
Oh. You know, okay, right before you guys got here. Yeah, okay, so you guys met my friends. They were leaving.
Yep.
So that is so weird you say that, because one of them, we had just walked through to make sure they had all their stuff, and something just ran across the top of my foot, and she goes, and it's wet.
It wasn't both
she
feet,
felt,
it was just
she
one
felt
foot.
Like 1 foot. Yep.
Yes.
And it just ran across the top of her foot.
Rubbing, like, what the heck just happened?
And I'm looking over at her, and I went like that to her face.
Because you were talking, so I was trying. We were trying.
Well, when am I not? So hey! Yeah.
Right. Just not doing the show. You know, that's.
I just want to note how long I was quiet right there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it won't happen again.
Yeah, but that was within the first 20 minutes.
And you were right here.
Yes,
that's where, she was actually walking out of that TV room, and that's where it happened to her.
Yeah, I was just standing here waiting because you were talking and, you know, doing the stories thing, and it was just right there.
That's very cool. And this is the first time you've been here.
Yes.
So far, so good.
First time even to Kansas.
I don't know why I find that funny. It's not funny. It's not remotely funny. I mean, it's almost like Adam level funny, you know?
I've never even been to the state.
Adam, come on! Don't give me that look. You, the jokes that you're saying prior to the show.
Oh,
were
yeah,
pretty
they were bad.
They were
very.
Tell the Doctor Who one.
Oh, when are we going to get Nurse Y?
Yeah. Okay. See, you're fired.
And you froze again. See, this is what happens when you talk bad about the guy who presses the buttons to make you sound good. Greg currently is frozen. They are currently in Kansas, and he's trying to unfreeze Elsa. Are you unfrozen?
I am.
All right, cool.
This is live radio at its worst. I mean, what can you say? But we heard a disembodied voice also. When all the stuff that John had talked about with the shadows or the image in the mirror and the shadows that we were seeing, all of a sudden we got a disembodied voice as well when we started trying to talk to him. Did he say, hey, hi? Bye.
More like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was answering a question that we were asking during your ghost box.
Yeah.
And he got a deep, yeah.
Got a yeah. Yeah. That's just like that. Yeah. It was pretty incredible. I mean, that was fun. I mean, what do you feel when you hear so many people giving such great praise of this house? And you feel free to use the mic this time, too.
All I can do is look at this mirror. I'm looking at my image going, am I cockeyed?
Here's the thing, okay? I know I asked you a question and that I'm not letting you answer, but yeah, folks, up until the show starts at 10:05, at 10:04:55, she's talking to everybody in this room and like, okay, let's go. And then it's like now asking a question. You're like, hi.
House is haunted. He was possessed. Sorry. Something happened.
But seriously, though. Okay, no, seriously, yep. Though. You know, you're hearing everybody. These are people who have been here the first time. It must make you feel really good that it's like, yeah, all right. You're like proud of your spirits.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if I said it. I think I said it to somebody in this group. Like, and it sounds weird when I say, you do for me, I'll do for you. Not to the person. I didn't say it to the person. I say it to the house because, and it sounds silly, but they, I guess in my head, I'm thinking if they will show themselves or something, then I will keep the house like this. I mean, I do also say, you know, don't embarrass me, I'll sell you and it'll be a daycare center. So, I mean, so that's so far so good. We haven't had to sell it and make it a daycare center. So I think it's super cool. I mean, I've had quiet nights here, and lots of times when it's quiet to me, it's crazy to other people, but I know what I'm used to sometimes here. Kind of like when you walk in and you have things happen immediately.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think what's cool about this too is like, for you too, who now you said you've had this place for 6 years.
Yes.
It's, every day you come in, it's different every single time.
Yes.
God, you're so great with the elongating of the answers. This is Adam, this is radio gold, isn't it, tonight? I mean, this is.
Well, speaking of radio gold, now, if I remember correctly, last summer when we had her on, talking about purchasing of the house, it was more along the lines of it called you to buy it, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, I tell people that. There was something about this house I would just – I don't know where I'm supposed to look. Anywhere?
With radio, so you don't need to look anywhere.
The band isn't playing inside the speakers like they were when we were children. We're fine.
Right.
Oh, my God. I live about a little over an hour away. So there's something about just this house. I would get in my car and drive out here and just look at it. And so I joked around with my mom to see if she wanted to co-sign, and she did not. So she called me like 5 minutes later and said my dad would co-sign. So that's how I got this.
In a way, forgive me for bringing this up. Maybe you don't want to kind of talk about this, but I mean, now that he's passed, has kept you close to him, right?
Yeah, I do talk to him more.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was living, it sounds weird that I talk to him more than now that he's not, but he just couldn't hear me. Like that's why I have the, I love you, in sign language tattooed on my back. Cause we would text. He was really hard of hearing. He could hear my brother though. Huh. Anyway, sorry.
He could hear everyone except me.
Interesting. Anyway. So, I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, well, so it seems like I talk to him more now that he's not here. Cause I go by and I tap on the case and I just say, stir things up.
Yeah, like you have the inside track, Dad. Get people to start.
And I don't even know if he's here. I don't know if he. I don't know how it works. I don't think any of us know how it works until we're gone. We can all assume how things work, but at least for me, I do it because for some reason, and if anyone has been around or a loved one that passed away, just any reason, I will start crying. I could be in Home Depot and just it just happens. So at least it's. Helps me get distracted and I don't exclude him from my tour. And
there he is. Isn't that something?
Shh, it's my turn. Sorry.
Folks, what you may or may not hear is a REM pod going off over here. And when Steph was talking about her dad, it just went off. So, and what we're hoping to do is we're hoping to have Eddie Spirit from McIntyre Villa to go over to Adam over at Eden Prairie and set off any of the devices over there as well. Adam, do you want to show, or at least so Spirit knows where to go?
Absolutely. If anyone is here, and please, if you want to make contact, feel free. I have two REM pods, kind of like what Greg has there in Kansas. They look a little bit different, but they work the same way. And I'm going to demonstrate real quick. I have a REM pod over here to what would be my right. And it's a far distance away, so if it does go off, it's obviously going to be someone else. That's for our viewing and listening audience. But if you can just come over here and do that, that would be amazing to let us know that you are here. If you don't want to get that close to me, and that's perfectly fine, I understand. I have another device exactly like this one over on the far end of the studio. And if you would rather touch that one, that is perfectly fine. But please, if you really want to make your presence known here, we would love to hear from you, ask you some questions. And with all due respect, please come in, answer some questions, spend some time with us. Thank you.
And I'd like to ask my friends here who are good with being empathic and being able to speak with spirit, please ask them to go to Adam over at AM 950 in Eden Prairie. Because this is a bit of an experiment we want to see. The fact that this REM pod's come off over here twice already is pretty incredible because it hadn't been going off at all. Steph, do you think that could have been your dad?
You know, I don't think so.
You don't like to admit to that, though, do you? That sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't. Because I just think, okay, so I had mentioned earlier that my recorder picked up his voice. Yeah. I mean, it was his voice. I know it was his voice. And then I accidentally erased it. And people are like, oh my God. I'm like, it's fine. He'll do it again. So that night it came through again and I accidentally erased it. And again, I'm like, oh, that's horrible. It's so sad. No, it's fine. I don't need to.
Yeah.
I'm good. My brother's the same way. And so it's fine with me. I don't need to see him. I don't need to hear the voice. I know he's good. He's good. Yeah. And we love our dad. It's not like we don't want to, you know, talk to him. Just
absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the McAteer Villa with Stephanie. Anybody else who has some stuff they want to share from being here so far, more than welcome to do so. It's a fantastic evening here. It's a beautiful night in Atchison, Kansas. It's just a wonderful location to be at. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. We are live on National Paranormal Day at the McAteer Villa in Atchison, Kansas. And I am so happy that we are here tonight. Before we get back to our guest, Steph, I do want to bring up, if I weren't in Kansas this weekend, I would be out at the Rebel Rendezvous Mini Con that's going to be over at the Grand Garage in Stillwater. This is going to be a fantastic event because, you know, as you know, tomorrow is May 4th. So, you know, May the 4th be with you. Star Wars, all that wonderful stuff. This is beyond Star Wars. This is about all of our geeky loves like Doctor Who and Star Trek and everything else. It's a great opportunity to go with like-minded people, check out what's going on over there. Once again, this is over at the Grand Garage, and it is, I'm trying to look at the times here. It's noon to 5 tomorrow, and Adam, you're going to go, right?
Yeah, we're heading out there noon to 5. It's a free event, too, as well, so yeah. Everyone is welcome, you know, but by all means. There was supposed to be a cosplay contest that has changed, but please come and cosplay. That's one of my favorite things about going to any sort of Comic-Con, Sci-Fi Con is the cosplay there. There's going to be a bunch of vendors, and there's also going to be trivia as well. So if you are trivia-minded, by all means, hop into the trivia contest. This is being put on by Emily Crunchy Soup and her group of people. So it's going to be a fun event. So swing on out if you can. Myself and my wife will be there. If you're into Ghost Box, hit me up. I'm the fat guy in the wrestling hoodie with long hair. You ain't going to be able to miss me. And also have some of Greg's business cards in case anybody wants to peep out the show. We'll have those for you as well.
You make yourself sound like you're Fat Albert. Yeah, you know.
Hey, hey, hey.
So, no, it's just the guy who kind of looks like Kevin Smith. So instead of like accurately describing you, we're all trying to come up with a comparison to you and something else. I don't know how that sounds to you.
It sounds fine.
So real fast before we get back to Steph, did you get Mavericks tonight? You said you're going to get Mavericks.
Okay. So ended up with a snafu on that. I was supposed to go with my wife to take our daughter to prom tonight over in Roseville. Turns out, well, you know what? As I'm about to wrap up at work for the day, a semi with four skids of a bunch of crap showed up. So I was running behind. So I actually have Mavericks waiting for me when I get home. My wife swung by, grabbed me a Philly and a pop, and I'm set once I get home.
It's the best place for roast beef sandwiches.
It is so good.
What is it?
Mavericks.
Mavericks.
It's a little far from you right now, but, you know, whatever.
I like
right?
road trips.
Right. So I'm gonna put out to the group here, if you don't mind me including you all in the show. I know it's only been a couple hours. Is there a favorite place that you've been in this house so far that just is like you like the vibe of it or you just like the look of it? And for those who have not been here, every floor is different. And like my personally for me, one of my favorite places is the attic, which is actually like a really high ceiling. It's easy to walk around and their stuff is so spacious.
Oh yeah. There's, and people will see like the different sitting areas. It's funny because lately people have been asking if they're for seances. No, but they're so people don't have to move furniture around. But yeah, there's a lot of space up there. And then like just complete opposite, the same amount of space in the basement, but it's divided into seven rooms.
It's like a labyrinth almost. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. So what do you all think? Is there like something that just stands out for you all that you really enjoyed? And why are you all looking like me?
I'm like, I won't let you go. Nothing.
What's that?
Called active listening.
Yeah, I bet. No, is there a place like John? Okay, thank you for playing.
I really don't have a favorite place. The whole manor is it, I think. You know, it's not just one favorite spot for me.
Yeah.
It's the whole house.
Now, John, John said the whole place is amazing. I don't feel like, you know, sometimes you go to places and different parts of the house have like a completely different feel and stuff. Would you say that it's pretty? That is funny. I don't even realize I do that. Look at that. I'm covering her face, folks. It's like she's completely not there. It's one of my better
story
interviews.
Of my life. Story
yeah.
Of my life.
There isn't like a lot of like different energies. Like it's all pretty consistent. I feel like
it's. I tell people. Well, I used to do it all the time. When you go to a place and ask where is the most active area or what time of day, I could not tell you the most active area. I could not tell you a time of day. It is. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what floor. It doesn't matter what time. It does what it wants when it wants how it wants. Actually, not so long ago, and I've never done this before. I slept in the chair that you're sitting in because I actually posted saying I don't feel safe anywhere in this house. I'd been in the basement. It was 2:55 in the morning. I was putting up a camera, and then I went to the second floor. And it was like now 3:45, and I just took off running, screaming because I saw some huge shadow in the kids' room. Came downstairs, and it just felt everywhere. So I just slept right. Well, slept.
As best as one could, right, in that situation.
Yeah.
That's something. And sometimes you're here by yourself, obviously, right?
Right.
And trying to, yeah.
Yep. I was showing them, and we were in the basement. I was in the basement by myself. Well, I was in the house by myself. And something threw a rock at me. So, I mean, it's just weird. They know, obviously, when I'm by myself. And I don't know if they just mess with me or if I'm just more, if I just listen, if I hear it better because I am the only person here. But it just feels off.
I get it. You know, it's interesting. And I wanted to kind of talk because I mentioned like the attic for me is like one of my favorite places. And the very first time I ever investigated here, we did an event and I was up in the attic with a lot of other people. And I told some of you the story tonight we were up with the couches and stuff. And while we're doing like a spirit box session or something like that, somebody came up the stairs and we were, you know, they didn't come and join us. They were off in the peripheral or whatever. And, you know, this person had shape and mass and everything else. And then they started walking. And as soon as they hit the window, you could see through them. And then they disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... I have never seen anything like that. And that's incredible. Yeah.
And that, I totally remember that evening because my group, we were on the second floor. And normally I remember that we should, you know, have at least one floor in between, you know, groups, yeah. But we didn't. So I'm like, are they ever going to sit down? They're never going to sit down. We are never going to do anything. And we were so irritated. And not really, but no, like we can't record, we can't do anything. And then you guys came downstairs and like, oh my God. And you guys said, hadn't even moved. You guys said about the shadow. And a few weeks after that, I was giving a tour to a family and this little boy, he was 5. He goes, why is there a man standing over there? And I'm like, tour yourselves. Yeah. Because it was right where you guys saw the person.
It was.
It's weird.
It was totally, I mean, I'll tell you, I won't have to go too deep into this, but I think the real point of contention was one of the people who was working the event, and they brought a speaker to play back the evidence. And it wasn't like a speaker that, you know, a little speaker to hear back. They brought back like something a DJ would have, and they'd play it in the basement, and you could hear it in the attic.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's like really loud, and it's like, all right, I think we all get to hear the recordings, I guess. So yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. I forgot the fact that it sounds.
And once again, talking about paranormal activity, Greg is out live.
What happened?
Oh, there we go. We're back.
So. Yeah, we didn't even. And you scared Steph by talking. That's what I'm just gonna say.
Just the voice.
We didn't know we're off. I don't even remember. It was the running around in the on the attic and stuff.
Right, and you don't think, you just assume it's the other people here, or you hear whistling. Well, that was special, whistling. But you just assume it's somebody in the group, so you don't. I mean, it sounds kind of rude. Like, are you whistling? And if you were, well, it's okay, whistle.
Yeah.
But you don't seem. I mean. It's weird. You don't think of the whistling till maybe later on if you hear it again. And
yeah.
So I had a new boiler installed in January, and they were asking – one of the guys was terrified. He wouldn't even come in the house. He would only use that side door that goes straight to the basement. Like, okay, the basement's the worst, sir. Anyway, but but they would hear me running through the dining room. Like, I'm not running anywhere. And then they would start yelling up, is that you? If it was me, I would say it was me, but they thought I was joking with them when I wouldn't answer. I'm like, that means it wasn't me.
Right.
But you don't think of, you just think it's so clear. It's a person.
Absolutely. Now have any of you really done any investigation down in the basement yet, or have gone down there at all? That's a whole different. It is. and I laugh because, we've investigated a number of times down there, and I love the fact that you, from a lot of people I investigate with, your style of investigation
might be different,
but it's
unique.
It's unique, but I mean, it's casual. It's funny. It could be risque.
Could be, yeah.
It could be risque, but you know what we get is we get responses.
Yes. Yeah, we do. I mean, by risque, I mean just talking like I have no filter. My normal everyday talk. Just have a conversation.
Right, exactly.
But they seem to like it.
There we go. REM pod just went off again.
There is a skeleton in a wheelchair, and I'm
of course
in the house by myself. I have a friend outside smoking, but – I lean over him and just like, hey, you want me to get in that wheelchair with you? Like, do you want to go wheel around the basement? Let it the balls. Cause I have two balls on the wheelchair skeleton. Anyway. And my recorder picked up, light it up, light it up. So I have that on my Instagram. They didn't light it up, by the way. But so we broke up.
You have to have fun doing this though, right? I mean, when you're investigating, because sometimes it can get so, and I think we can all, for all of us who have done this for a while, it can get, like, first of all, I think we can get our own heads when doing this, but I also mm-hmm. think that we feel like, and this is a generalization, it's not to my group here, but I think there's a generalization here that I'm going to say that sometimes we can treat investigating almost like a funeral in itself.
Right, right.
And you want to try to step away from it. You want to try to be as creative as possible when you're asking the questions, and you take it to a very creative spot.
Right. And I do that I only do that in the basement. This floor, the main floor, I don't investigate. It just does it for you. That's what I tell people. I don't investigate this floor. If I do anything, I'll put like my recorder here and just go about my business and listen to what it says. Second floor, it's the hallway, but it's the shadows, it's the voices, the footsteps, the attic. I'm comfortable in the attic until it's not. It just feels like you're the animal in a zoo and they're just surrounding you.
Right.
And then it's like, it's time to get out of the attic. So each floor seems different. I'd rather be in that basement by myself than on that second floor by myself.
You know, one of the things too that we kind of talked about a little bit is like, we know of the owner of the original owner who built the house. We know of that there is some deaths in this house and everything else. But it also seems like that there are a lot of spirits that are coming through here often. Like there's a lot of different, because every night it's something completely different. Have you ever given any thought to why that might be? Why, you know, you might go to some locations and it seems like it's a fairly set group of spirits. Here, there doesn't seem to be anything like that at all.
It's weird. Somebody had asked me, I got an email from maybe a show. I don't know. Anyway. And I didn't know how to explain the house. And I asked somebody else and they thought the same thing. It's hard to explain the house. If I went to a place in Iowa, I know this is what you're looking for or what you're asking about or whatever. A different place. You know what you're looking for. Here, I can tell you the 9 documented deaths. That means nothing, honestly.
Right.
It's so weird. I can't explain it. I cannot explain the house.
And why it's so active in so many different ways.
Right. And it's been more active, more females coming through, more just audible voices. The shadows are.
And it looks like they have frozen up again as they're once again talking about the paranormal activity that goes on at McIntyre Villa. And we're back again. Hi, guys. Welcome back. And there you go again. We here at the station, none of the REM pods have gone off, but I did momentarily smell like Winston cigarettes. So if they come back on the air, we can ask them if anybody smoked any Winston style of cigarettes that would have been creating that smell. But yeah, that's all we've gotten here in Eden Prairie. They just had the REM pod go off, and I knew that they were going to freeze up as soon as that REM pod went off. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we are at time for a break, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on AM 950.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. I am calling from a phone. We completely lost internet over here at the McIntyre Villa in Atchison, Kansas. You know, honestly, Adam, we had been practicing this all day. And, you know, as soon as the show started, we started losing internet. And then the REM pods start going off. And I don't know. I'm not here to say this is definitely what it is. But what a crazy night.
Well, and it kind of makes sense, too, because as that REM pod was going off there and before we lost connection with you, I caught a whiff of, honestly, what smelt like Winston cigarettes. And I had a bunch of friends in high school. That was the cheap cigarette, so that's the one that I remember smelling the most. And it smelt like a Winston. So I don't know if anyone from over there who is trying to come over here, they're not playing with the REM pods, but it got really chilly here in the studio in a minute, and I smelt Winston cigarettes or some kind of tobacco.
Steph, do you ever have anyone talking about, like, cigarette smell and stuff in the house?
Yep. Goldie, who died in the rocking chair around the corner, she used to smoke in the house, and every once in a while smell faint cigarette smoke.
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of people, when they're here and they smoke out back, I've never smelled cigarette smoke in the house.
Right.
Which is, yay. So when you smell something and it's very faint, and I normally smell it on the second floor, but the smells are so random. Sometimes it smells like fresh cut flowers. Sometimes
sure.
A group during a tour asked me if I crop dusted them. I don't know. I didn't.
Right.
So you never know.
And it's interesting because I see the internet has come back over here. But Adam, I think we're just going to keep it as we are right now, to be honest. Because
I only got 15 minutes, so might as well.
It's going to go out again. I'm pretty sure of that. I know as a paranormal investigator, you know, I don't want to be like something like the internet goes down, therefore it has to be paranormal.
Right.
But honestly, we had. All day we've been playing with this and keeping it on, and I've not had any difficulty with it. So I don't look at that as a problem. I think it's really actually pretty cool because there's always a lot of stuff happening here.
It's weird stuff.
Yeah. It is weird stuff. It is totally weird, and I'm so you guys, you have to come down and check this out. See it for yourself. And I'm just going to say before we get too far into this next segment here that you want to go to the 1889 McIntyre Villa page on Facebook and check out everything. You're always posting pictures.
Yes.
Now, you're also, though, you're pretty booked for weekends, right?
Weekends are booked throughout 2024. I have some weekends that are starting to already book in 2025, which is crazy.
It is crazy. But if someone wanted to, like, say, okay, well, I want to take some time off during the week from work. I want to come down here. You're open for investigations during the week?
7 days a week, yes.
So anytime.
Yes, yes.
And, I mean, so that would be really good. I mean, honestly, it's just, like, it's perfect just to get away, and it's a great ride.
It really is. I mean, since we said, you know, we can't schedule an appearance, even if something does happen, I mean, it's fun.
And I'm just going to say also, Atchison, Kansas is beautiful.
It is, yes.
This is just a beautiful place. And we left to get dinner, and there part of like a block was closed off because there's like a derby or like derby cars or something, old time cars, hot rods, like on display in the street.
Really?
Yeah,
I just want to get to know Atchison more.
Well, we couldn't get any food, but you know that's beside the point. But that's all right. Yeah, that was really something else here. I'm just excited because when we're done here, and I also want to just thank everybody who's in the room with me right now, listening, putting their investigation on hold for a little bit to let me do the show. I really do appreciate that. That is really. Very kind. And so if people are putting comments in, I'm not seeing anything. And as we have about 9 minutes left here, if you have any questions for Stephanie, go ahead, put stuff into the comments, and we'll try to answer, or she can answer whatever is coming up. There was a question. I'm going to see if I can get to this, and hopefully I don't mess things up further here. Let's see here, anything up here, because Joshua had said he thought that there was a lot of animals, like, on this property, dead animals on this property. Oh. Have you ever I mean, you do get, you mentioned you've had cats, that yes. ghost cats.
Yes. I was told once that they thought Goldie had a little cat cemetery in the backyard. Other than that, I don't know.
No. Well, and I mean, maybe.
But yesterday, I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
But, you know, we're talking about hearing a cat earlier, or I felt a cat wrap its tail around my ankle. Yesterday, two people saw a dog on the second floor, like the size of, like, a lab. Mm. So not close to, I have a 6-pound Yorkie, so I thought, well, maybe they thought it was a dog, but it was probably a big cat. But they said, no, it was like a lab.
I love the idea of animal ghosts. You know, I'm a big animal fan. I have pets and stuff, and I love the idea that maybe I can get them to come through, like through any sort of means that we do, paranormal investigation, spirit box, anything like that. And I just, when they come through, it's so sweet.
It is. Well, I don't think I've heard one come through.
You hadn't?
No. Well, how did we, well, okay, sorry. I mean, I have, but I meant like my own dog.
Oh,
so I'm like,
right.
Don't...
No.
Carry on.
I've had a situation where a long time ago, my cat AJ had passed, and I had a K2 out. And I was just like, AJ, are you here? And then it started going off.
Oh, well, when we were saying earlier, I was talking about the location, the other location.
Yeah.
And my dog had just passed away, and I actually have her face. I went to that location. I was standing on the stairs, and I'm taking pictures, and I was like, whoa. It was her face.
Wow.
It was, yeah. So that was pretty cool.
That is so cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, also one of the things too, I want to kind of really talk about briefly here is, you know, we talked about, you know, different spirits coming through. And John, when we were when all that was happening earlier today, we also were using a pendulum and stuff, and you were starting to ask questions about your own family. And I think that's always something really interesting about places like this, the Palmer House, other places, where it's like, it doesn't matter where you are. Family spirit or anyone else, they're going to want to communicate when they want to communicate. And I also wonder if a place like this or Palmer or anywhere has, like, you know, it's more energy, more powerful, where they get it, they feel like they can come in.
Right, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have... Well, actually, there was a girl and her husband here, and she's like, that is my mom's voice. And it said Scooby, and she said, that's why my mom called me. And her mom had passed away 6 months prior. And good for them. I'm glad. I mean, that's awesome, because I think maybe she needed it or something, whatever. But I guess they can go anywhere. My dad didn't die here, but he's come through.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I just think it's really interesting how, you know, people don't realize, like, they don't realize it's going to happen. Like, obviously, you never know who's going to come through or whatever. And I think a lot of people I've seen over years get very, they're really shocked by suddenly they're at an investigation, and next thing you know, like a grandma or something comes through,
right.
And it's hard to see when they don't know, like, how to deal with it.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, it is, yeah. Because it's unexpected, of course. You're there to maybe talk to Charles or
right.
Goldie or whatever, and then your loved one comes through. Yeah, it's crazy.
There was one thing I was going to ask before we were disconnected earlier. You had talked about that the activity has kind of ramped up, right? Or that there's, like, more female, more shadows.
Yes.
How long ago was that it started to kind of shift?
You know, I want to say it's in the past year. Probably the past year. And I tell people how I describe it is it's off. It's off. Like, okay.
Like the clock.
Yeah, it's just off. I mean, it's not, there are nights when I know I should just go on home.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we all have crap days. So I still don't think anything is evil.
No.
I think that we, you know, Maybe they just have a bad day, or maybe there's one a quiet night, or whatever. So, you know, like when they say leave.
Lots happening over here that we really.
But yes, that's when I know, you know, I just go on home. So but there's so much. I can't explain. I wish somebody could explain this house for me.
Right.
It's so much.
Would you want to know, though, or do you kind of like some of the surprises?
I like the surprises. I like the new stuff. I mean, what is going on with that clock? It's not like something's moving the wood.
So, folks, you're not here with us. There is a big grandfather clock to my right, and it keeps chiming, and it actually sounds like it's moving. Am I wrong?
That's what it sounds like.
Like, you could hear the wood moving on this clock. If you like paranormal, you might want to come down here.
That's so crazy.
Wow. I mean, first of all, we're not doing an investigation. We're doing a radio show.
That is also what I tell people, that if nothing's happening, what I say is ignore, do your thing, go play games. Like, that's why I have games and stuff, or watch TV, do something. Ignore, because then it's kind of like them going, pay attention to me. I'm here.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
exactly what's happening.
Well, you know, let's put it out there. You're watching us. You're trying to get our attention. Anything else that you want to do to let us know that you're here or want to take part in what we're doing right now? Oh, gosh. No, it's quite all right. I thought one of the folks with us, she's kind of course, sneaking over. It's not even walking in the room. She's sneaking into the room, which makes it. And now the REM pod has gone off again. Now it went off because they're walking through. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, this is this place does not disappoint at all. Give yourself like 3 days, 4 days from Minnesota, drive down. Adam, you need to figure out a time to come down here, or we get a bunch of people together and we do an event down here, or we just come down and investigate.
That would be a blast. I'm beyond jealous of you guys down there right now, as it is.
Your jealousy makes me more powerful. Just know that.
My tears bring you sustenance.
No, it is really cool. And folks, you have to understand, and I do firmly believe this stuff, that spirit knocked us out tonight. I really do. I do think that this is pretty interesting for sure, that we have been working on this all day, not been any problems, and it just will not let us back in. And not to jinx it, but thankfully the phone is still working.
Right?
I mean, that's something. I was going to ask you if you have any events coming up or anything, but is it mainly just people? I mean, they have events who are booking, I'm sure.
Right. Right. Other people have their events. I don't have very many events, but I'm talking to myself here.
Will you let us in?
No. I'll even answer. No need to participate. but other people, yeah. I share their events on my page.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's just groups or families booking.
That is so cool. You got to go out and go to 1889 McIntyre Villa Facebook page. I think that's probably the best place to go to get a kind of an idea, right, of what's going on. Are you posting like updated pictures and stuff of anything that happens? Or
yes, I actually posted one yesterday. I think we were in the attic and somebody did the. Is it shave and a haircut?
Oh, the...
And plain as day.
They answered.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah. So it is going to be the 1889 McIntyre Villa Facebook page. From there, you can also get to their website, which is 1889mcintyrevilla.com. On there, there's going to be a calendar of dates that are available, right?
Yes. Yep.
That is fantastic. And once again, folks, you want to take a trip to somewhere pretty cool, paranormal. I don't think you need to worry about being scared or anything. This is a place to go. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you all for putting up with our technical problems. And thank you to my friends here who put some time on the side of investigating so that you can all take part in this. Everyone, we'll be back Monday with Moon Girl. Have a great weekend.